This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we're asking you today, what would dominate your Raya celebrations this year? Would it be Zoom Raya, Grab Raya, Lazada Raya, or Takde Duit Raya? Get in touch with us on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We've got one response on WhatsApp, and that is naps. Sleeping. It's gonna be a Tidur Raya.
Like, see, we haven't had enough naps. Okay, anyway.
I can imagine that Raya would be like super chock-a-blocked, like your schedule, right? Mm. And you wouldn't ever have time to take a nap.
But normally, yeah.
Now you can enjoy your meal and you can have a nice long nap.
Mm-hmm. After Lemang, that's probably gonna be the best thing to do right after you have that bowl of Lemang. Mm.
Looking at Twitter and our poll, we have about 23% who say they're gonna be having a Zoom Raya. The Grab Raya numbers have picked up. We're now at almost 6% for Grab Raya.
Nice.
The e-commerce Raya or Lazada Raya numbers have dipped a little. It's now under just over 1%, actually. And the Takde Duit Raya is holding strong at 70%.
Over here in WhatsApp, Chai Tien Yun said, no Raya, Tada Raya. And then Ro said, did someone say Rasam? That was all he heard.
We're talking about Raya, not Deepavali yet, bro.
Yeah.
We also have one comment here from Ramli who says, gonna be a no hurry, hurry as in H-U-R-R-Y, Raya, since tak balik kampung. And a just do it, Raya, since no do it.
Ramli. Poetic.
That's true, because generally the roads would be, you know, clogged with cars heading from one place to the other, And then, you know, I know some of my friends will probably even go like 20 different places on the first day itself, and then continue on the spillovers on the rest of the day, right? And I would just stay at home to avoid the first day traffic. But then you would go visit on the third or the fourth day itself. And so, you know, yeah, no hurry, Raya, this time around. So, you know, then take your own sweet time if you're, you know, planning to do, you know, your minimal visitings, which is, you know, we would suggest you try not to, you know, there's Zoom, there's Facebook, there's WhatsApp, you know, and then you can use this delivery services to say, like, could you send me some of those, you know, Raya cookies or lemangs that, you know, you pay for the delivery fee, and you're actually going to be helping out the delivery riders as well, which we'll get to that in just a bit.
Yes, and please behave. Don't try to sneak home and all that. Right, you know, avoiding toll roads. No, please just stay home.
All right. Now, you know, also, I think, you know, because we will be staying home, some of you may have cats at home, and you may feel like, you know, cats are probably going to be your only companion, you know, during this time, especially if it's, you know, it's going to be a long weekend as well, right? So there are things that you could probably do with your cats, like, you know, maybe you could do one of those laser pointer games with your cats where, you know, your cat will jump around, or you could, you know, squish up a old newspaper and try to play ball with your cat and stuff. It's difficult, right? But these days, you know, cats are probably going to be gamers as well, because there's a new game that has been developed and hopes to engage you and your cat in this particular game. Now, it's called Mew and Me, and it's a collection of a cat-focused video game that designed not just to get cats swatting at things, but also actually to better understand cats. You know, so it contains games that, you know, cats can either slap at bugs or stalk mices or even try to collaborate with their human companion to steer like a spaceship. And in the process of designing these games, what actually ended up with the developer, his name is William Deventhal, he said that it's actually teaching him a lot more about how to design a better game because it's understanding how cats would react. Now, what this means is basically the key rules of designing a video game is just don't be afraid to simplify things. Design for everyone and emphasize on emotional appeal over intellectualism or the strategy. See, very early on when he developed this game, the key differentiator with it, Mew and Me, is basically that it would be as realistic as possible. So think of it, it's like a YouTube interaction video for birds, but only instead of cats watching the screen of this video, the cats could actually interact with it, right? So he wanted to make it as realistic as possible. But the problem that he found out very early on is that of the cats that did interact, only 20% of them from the cats that he did. Some of them would completely miss the screen when they're trying to interact. And, you know, some of them even pounced on the floor next to the mobile phone or even to the tablet. And some of them even broke a few glasses because they just got too aggressive.
Because they're cats? Okay, anyway.
So he thought that maybe these cats were broken. But turns out that his game was actually broken. Okay. So rather than, you know, just writing it off and not doing it at all, what he did was actually then just broaden the game, and he realized that that is just how their vision works. They can only see about maybe a foot from their face, and you know, their vision is generally very poor. So you'll see this happening when you bring something close to your cat's face, their whiskers actually come forward. So it compensates for the close vision. So you got to make things hyper simplified while still adding the cutesy element when designing a game as well. So now in the game, you can, you know, fly a spaceship, you can do artwork, and your cat will be able to interact with it. It's a free game that you can download on iOS and on Android and play with your cat.
And this story was brought to you by Richard Bradbury.
Yes, he's got, you know, two cats at home, so he immediately saw this is definitely going to be something that he's going to be doing. Now, if you don't have a cat at home, what do you do, right? So there's another game that you can download.
Okay.
And this is a game that's been around for, I think, about 3 years or so, or 4 years ago. And it became a viral sensation. And it's not really a game. It's just kind of like a hobby that you have on your phone. It's called Neko Atsume. It's a kitty collector game. It's a cell phone game about collecting cats. It's not a very complicated game. In fact, it's barely a game at all, as I mentioned. Now, the goal, let me explain to you what this game is, all right? So the goal of Neko Atsume is to get cats to visit your virtual home and garden. So in order to entice them, you must first leave out various foods like kibble or canned food or sashimi. You got to leave out toys like balls or yarn or a paper bag. And then you got to leave things for them to lie on, like pillows or cushions or even plush macaroons. Also, boxes, space heaters, umbrellas, pots, goldfish bowls, cowboy hat, all the kind of stuff that you think cats would like. Now, the cats will visit in varying quantity and different kind as well, depending on what you put out for them. And when the cats visit, you can photograph them and keep those photographs in your cat book. It's a virtual photo album. And when the cats arrive and leave mysteriously, you will see them come and go. They're either simply there or just to play or to rest, or sometimes just not there at all. And sometimes they will interact with a toy. Sometimes they move, sometimes they don't. And only one cat would ever come close to actually the act of eating. And it's this cat named Tubby that will come and go while you see this cat is still having, like, you know, mouthful of food. And when the cats disappear, they, you know, maybe they're tired of their toys or their beds or their food, they leave this, they leave behind this little fish in silver and gold. And that's the currency you use to buy more stuff in the game, whether it's more food or more toys, or even upgrade your yard or your house, where until it becomes humongous.
Right.
And you've got hundreds of cats just come and go, but you don't actually own the cat. And that is pretty much the game itself. It's just collecting cats. But it became such a big viral sensation because it's just things that people like to do when, you know, they go 10 minutes to kill or 5 minutes to kill while waiting for their friends to arrive and stuff. So this is something that you could probably spend the entire weekend and you would realize time just flies past by.
You know, so come next Wednesday when, you know, we're back at work, right? You would have a mansion.
Yeah.
An imaginary one, but you'll have a mansion.
But I'm just... like, for me, I think the gaming sector, which we never really talked about yet so far, but I think the gaming sector has really helped a lot, you know, for people who are dealing with challenges of being alone at this point of time. So much so that there was an editorial team that had ditched Zoom and Facebook and Skype and Slack and decided to get on a game called Red Dead Redemption 2, which is this open world game. You create your own character and you can do whatever you want to do in this, you know, sort of like cowboy era. And what they decided to do is they decided to get all their team members who had PCs that can support the game, create their own characters in this cowboy era, and all of them got into the game and then sat down at a campfire and did their team meeting there.
How cool. I was just waiting for how the cats were involved in this because, I mean, like, moral of the story here for me is I really don't understand cat or cat owners because, like... Yeah, you know,
Richard's listening, you know, right?
I know.
I get it.
I love Sky and Shadow, but I don't understand Richard. No.
Anyways, you know, I just think that it's great that people are finding different ways. You know, now they're making games for cats because, you know, your cat is at home and is probably disturbing your workflow. So, you know, create a game that maybe your cat can play on YouTube.
You know that saying, right, that if aliens came down, they'd be wondering who is in charge here, the humans or the cats, right? So, you know, they come down and they watch your cat playing video games. It's like, no question there. The cat's in charge.
Anyways, you know, get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're asking you what would dominate your Raya celebrations this year. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.